What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And interestingly enough, Rudy Giuliani is already out there on the news saying the fact that Robert Mueller did not recommend any indictments basically is an admission there was no Russian collusion. And of course, the Democrats are out there saying, well, just because Mueller couldn't find it doesn't mean it didn't happen. And we know how evil that Donald Trump was. Anyway, before we get into Lady Claire's talking points here, we're going to take a phone call from Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mark, are you there? We lost Mark. Okay.
Okay.
You know, maybe we ought to microchip him or something. We keep losing him. So anyway, Lady Claire, what is your first story?
Well, the first story is that scientists from around the world are calling for an immediate halt to genetically altered kids.
Yes.
And they're warning of the consequences of not implementing a temporary global halt on gene editing of human eggs, embryos, and sperm.
I absolutely agree. This is an incredibly dangerous thing to be doing.
And there were 18 people and ethicists from seven countries calling for this moratorium, which can result in genetically altered babies. And it was prompted by a 2018 announcement by a Chinese scientist saying that the birth of the world's first gene-edited twin babies had happened. You know, and the one thing I have to wonder about, Mike, do you remember Max Headroom, the series?
Yes, I love that show. I was so sorry when it was taken off the
air. Oh, I did too. And one of the episodes had to do with designer babies.
Yes.
And they had been on the rise, and now babies were created with whatever aspects you wanted them to have.
Yes.
And they were grown outside the womb, and parents would just pick them up. And I remember thinking how bizarre that sounded to me then, and we're there.
We are definitely there.
Yeah.
And again, to illustrate why this is all so dangerous, as we've mentioned before, DNA is incredibly self-referential. It's not like it's laid out like a book.
No.
It's tremendously intertwined. And when you make a change to a gene, it can have effects elsewhere that are not being looked for. The example I always like to use, of course, is the Roundup Ready corn, which turns out the corn stalks are much tougher than the natural variety, requiring corn farmers to buy Kevlar belted tires for their tractors to avoid being punctured.
Yeah.
Well, it's now coming on out that these gene edited babies may have an unexpected aspect besides their immunity to HIV, which is what they were being designed to do.
Okay.
They may have high IQs. And again, it shows how unpredictable all of this is.
Yeah.
But even worse, if it turns out they do have high IQs, there's going to be a black market for people who want to have brilliant children.
Oh, yeah.
And they're out there. And I remember that from my days with Mensa. Because, you know, at the Mensa conventions, you'd see all these women who wanted brilliant children. And they were very, very friendly.
I see.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that concerns me also about this technology, but even worse, about the people who are not going to observe the moratorium. I'm betting right now, I think I have a cent I could bet, that DARPA's going to want to get their hands on this technology.
Oh, absolutely no question. If they're not already into it.
Yeah. And but what about, let's say we have bad guys in the world who want to create killing machines for their you know, for their cartels. I think that could happen just as well.
Yep.
Yeah, and that does concern me a great deal.
Remember that whole series of movies, Bourne Identity? And, you know, where they're basically using viruses to change the DNA of people. And what was that other one? Not Lucy, I'm thinking. But it's a topic we see in movies very often. Of humans being re-engineered to be more ruthless, more vicious, to lack empathy. And what was the one with Oh, I'll think of it somewhere in the middle of the rest of the show.
I know. Yeah. Scarlett Johansson played the part.
Well, that was in Lucy, but I'm thinking about the other one.
Ah, okay.
Where there was the Russian agent.
Oh, yes.
Hannah.
Yes.
Hannah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Great little movie there.
Wonderful. And let's go on to what the Pentagon has been doing.
Yes.
The Pentagon has deployed B-52 bombers to Europe in a message to Russia amid nuclear tensions. Now, this comes to us from antiwar.com. So the Pentagon has sent 6 nuclear-capable B-52s to Europe for training exercises with European NATO members in a move that officials are presenting as a message to Russia. You know, it is... Oh,
you know, it's Russian aggression.
Yeah.
I was looking at that one comment here. Yeah. This is in response to Russian aggression.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Russia's not the aggressor here. Anyway, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And again, anybody with any eyes looking over the last 18 years mm-hmm. understands that it is not Russia that is the aggressor nation.
Nope.
It's not Iran that mm-hmm. is the aggressor nation. It is the United States and, off to one side, Israel that are doing all the aggressing. Now we're getting ready to aggress into Venezuela, a nation that has done absolutely nothing to us except inconvenience the oil industry.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm looking at this article and I'm thinking this administration is doing the absolute polar opposite of what is necessary, which means caging the false rage about what Russia has absolutely not done. Like, they didn't annex Crimea. We know it.
Yes.
I mean, President Obama is on record stating how that whole situation came down in the Ukraine.
Yes.
And confessed that the World Bank, the United States, wanted to see regime change.
Yep.
To which the Crimeans responded with a referendum. Full out there. You know, people who watched it the whole 9 yards, it was completely...
Well, I don't think we're going to hear any outrage about Russia's annexation of Crimea now that Trump has said it was okay for Israel to annex the Golan Heights, although the United Nations has just issued their own statement saying, no, Trump doesn't get to do that.
Yeah,
Trump
I
doesn't
know.
Get to change the status of the Golan Heights. It's still Israeli-occupied Syrian territory.
Okay. And we know there's a formula here. There is aggravation, demonization, destabilization, followed by war.
Yes.
And I think, unfortunately, a number of my brother and sister Americans are going to wake up to that the day that they know that the draft has been reintroduced.
Yeah, I'm afraid it's going to take that. Mm-hmm. That'll wake up America.
Mm-hmm.
And without the draft, I think a lot of people are walking around saying, well, there's a lot of wars and there's a lot of suffering, but it doesn't really affect me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of a replay of what was called the good German syndrome, where during World War II, Germans were aware there was a war. They were aware that bad things were going on with their government, but their attitude was, I'm just going to mind my own business, I'm going to be a good little German, and nothing bad will happen to me. And of course, ultimately, it did. They lost their country and suffered horribly for refusing to stand up and say, it's time for all this stuff to stop.
Right. And speaking of all this stuff, the DOD has ordered a new drone to simulate warfare with Russian and Chinese stealth jets. And every time I see a contract like this, it gets me depressed. It seems, Mike, that no matter who we may vote for in the national elections, the only winner is the war party.
I would agree here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, interesting. Mm-hmm. This was the part I thought about. Anyway, they're talking about this 5G-AT. It's a fighter-sized drone that's designed to train U.S. armed forces on how to counter Chinese or Russian fifth-generation fighter jets.
Mm-hmm.
The drone is going to have an advantage against the U.S. armed forces because the drone can go to much higher G's in a tight turn here. But this is the payoff here. The Pentagon is studying whether follow-on production versions of the drone can be used for air-to-air and ground-to-air, I think they meant air-to-ground weapons evaluation, pilot training, and ground forces. The only issue, of course, is going to be latency, which is an issue that current reconnaissance drone pilots have to deal with. And that means that no matter how close their little control room is, when they move the flight control, it takes a short interval of time for the drone to respond.
Mike, could you kind of quantify that for our listeners?
Well, when they first started deploying the drones across the Middle East, they were being operated literally out of bases in the American West, and the signals were being bounced through the satellite network. And so there was a very noticeable delay, first of all, because of the satellites reprocessing the data, plus the speed of light is a finite limit. And so they were getting like a quarter to a half second delay between what they were doing and what they were seeing. But, you know, for something that's just flying along low and slow and more or less straight, that wasn't really an issue. But when you're talking about something that's going to be doing aerial combat maneuvering, dogfighting, that kind of latency is going to be fatal, and I don't know how they're going to get around that.
That's going to be an interesting engineering challenge.
Yes, it will be.
And what I thought when I was reading these articles, I have a note for President Trump. What this country perhaps does not need are new armaments leading to Warmageddon.
I like that.
But perhaps engaging in something that even approximates a sane foreign policy, which, Mike, at the moment, we absolutely, you know, do not have.
Well, from our point of view, no. From the point of view of the money junkies and those in power, it's a very sane foreign policy. The United States is in decline. We've lost much of our manufacturing. Nobody wants our agricultural produce. People are turning away from the dollar. And the only way to reverse that situation in the minds of the administration is to have another war and basically bring everybody back under U.S. control. Unfortunately, I think the U.S. is going to lose this next one.
That's a very uncomfortable thought, but I think you're right. And a sane foreign policy to continue would be looking at crafting a working relationship with both Russia and China, so there is infinitely less need for these kinds of weapons. And President Trump and a large portion of your constituency have been feeling like I am, and I think people who marginally supported him over Clinton are suffering getter's remorse for what he's doing with the presidency and what his legacy will be.
Well, I think the people who are still Trump supporters are becoming fanatical about it. And I think mostly they're just trapped by their unwillingness to admit maybe they made a mistake. And the people who are disappointed by Donald Trump, I think they're very disappointed by Donald Trump. And again, back in 2016, it wasn't so much that I was supporting Trump as I was opposing Hillary Clinton.
I hear you, Dave.
But I think Trump is going to be a one-term president. And I'm seeing all this stuff come on out from the GOP about just how great he's doing and how wonderful he's doing. And, you know, look at that field of Democratic candidates. They haven't fielded anybody who can challenge Trump. But I think we can't ignore the possibility that Hillary may step in.
I know.
I mean, Biden's already talking vice president. He still has not officially declared.
That would be an interesting ticket, by the way. The lady with whom he wants to align, very bright, very powerful, very articulate.
Carries a grudge. She still won't concede the gubernatorial election.
But she could be sort of, I think, psychologically made over for that position. Who knows?
I don't know. Generally, your personality is pretty much locked in by the time you're 30.
Right. Right. Let's talk about Los Angeles doing something logical and go LA. And the Los Angeles County authorities have banned all use of glyphosate, the herbicide better known by its Monsanto Bayer trade name, Roundup.
That's your phone, I think. Yeah, it's in your office.
Okay, all right.
All righty. We're going to let Claire go and get a phone call.
I am so sorry.
All righty.
Oh.
I need the headset. I need
I know.
Okay.
All right.
Go get the...
I am. Wait. Oh,
was in your office. I think you missed it. Sorry about that. Claire was expecting to get a call, and we're dealing with it. Okay, so let me come back and get some of my trailing stories here. Over in Indiana, they were having a school safety drill, or at least that's what they called it. And this was at an elementary school, and it's one of those safety drills that are meant to absolutely traumatize children with the sight of guns. This one got out of hand because the people playing the bad guys ordered teachers to kneel against the wall and then literally shot them execution style with airsoft pellet guns. Now, at close range, those pellets can injure, and one of the teachers did get injured. And apparently the people playing the bad guys were saying, this is what happens if you just cower. Now, how does this teach safety? Or how does this teach how to deal with the situation? It doesn't. It's about traumatizing people about guns. It's part of the gun grabber agenda. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is out there. She thinks this is, you know, it's time to do this. We've got to do what New Zealand did, ban all semi-automatic weapons, high-capacity magazines, ban on bump stocks, which there actually is already one, which is about to go into effect. And that is part of the problem, because Alexandria has once again revealed to the world that she's clueless. She's not reading the law. She's not reading the news. But she was out there saying pass universal background checks, and there's a specific bill, House Resolution H, disarm domestic abusers, mandate safe storage, ban the bump stock, semi-autos, and high cap magazines. Ooh, it's so simple. You know, why can't we do it? But again, how do you enforce HR 8 without a national firearms registry? And by the way, domestic violence convictions or guilty pleas already result in the loss of your Second Amendment rights. Okay, and here you go. All right. So I hope that all worked out.
Yes.
All right, good. So we're going to turn your microphone back on up.
Thank you.
And as far as mandating safe storage, how do you enforce that? And as I said before, bump stocks have already been banned. She doesn't know what she's talking about. She's just out there grandstanding.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. So we were talking here about Los Angeles County has basically banned all use of glyphosate following a second jury finding that glyphosate was a substantial factor in another case of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Mm-hmm. And he'd been using the herbicide on his Sonoma properties forever. And I think that Germany's Bayer is going to be feeling some getter's remorse.
They're definitely having buyer's remorse, or maybe Bayer's remorse.
Yes, something like that.
Something like that.
It was a boneheaded decision.
No, at the time it was a good decision. Even though Monsanto was internally aware that there was a problem, they had it under control. The news media wasn't reporting it. The citizens groups that were complaining about Roundup were being, you know, controlled, negated,
marginalized.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then you get this one lawsuit, and it's I think there's something like 11,000 lawsuits lined up now.
Whoa.
And that could sink Monsanto.
Mm-hmm.
And depending upon how their corporate link up is set, could even take down Bayer as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if Bayer acquired Monsanto as a wholly owned subsidiary, then Bayer's got some isolation.
Right, right. And here's another very interesting note about war. Apparently, the French sugar giant is accused of complicity in terror in Syria. And this company is called Tereos, and it's been accused of supporting terrorism, get this, by supplying artificial sweeteners to Syria that are then used to make weapons.
And on that word, we have to take a break. We're going to come back to this story because it's interesting. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about this story where this French sugar company is basically under investigation. And apparently this company sent these two shipments of sorbitol to Syria in February and July of 2017. Now, sorbitol, when mixed with potassium nitrate, can be used to make rocket propellants. Now,
wow.
there's a handy little formula to keep in mind.
Whoa, you know, I knew that sorbitol as a sweetener was not good for you, but that it could be combined to make a weapon of mass destruction with other chemicals.
Well,
that's a yikes.
Now, I was into model rocketry as a kid, and this was just before Estes came along with the pre-made engines. So I've been through that whole thing about, you know, figuring out how to mix the propellants and, you know, make an engine that doesn't blow up. And I had more than a few of them go bang.
And what makes the situation in this case even worse, with findings by the Conflict Armament Research Organization, Tereos admitted that some 45 tons of the sugar alcohol had also vanished in a poof in Turkey and were later found in Daesh stockpiles in Syria. Have to wonder how that happened.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. And In December of 2017, Torrejos insisted it had suspended its sorbitol supplies to so-called high-risk areas shortly after the Mosul discovery in 2016, but recent investigations have found that sales to Syria were not halted the following year.
Well, look, breakfast cereal or rockets, you know, we're making money, you know.
Yep.
Okay.
I'd kind of like to revisit, and you've been talking about this.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier.
737S. Apparently, there were options.
Actually, before we do that, we have a caller on the line.
Okay.
Okay. And Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
And don't forget, they also found NBC nuclear biochemical warfare suits from Canada in Syria that the jihadis were using. And remember, they found chlorine-making machines from Michigan.
Yes.
They found there. They found satellite phones from France. So Britain, France, United States, Israel, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey was all involved in this operation.
And they all lost.
And Canada, mostly.
Yeah.
I mean, but at what cost, Mike? You know, the Syrian people lost. Look at the cities.
Oh, yeah.
Oblivion. It's like a scorched earth policy, basically. You know, it's going to take, like, a long time to rebuild. You know, and
some of the stuff can't be rebuilt. I mean, some of the antiquities there that were just, you know, absolutely destroyed for religious reasons. You know, it's a temple to a heathen god or whatever the rationale. I don't remember the name of it, but there was this one really magnificent temple, the remains of this temple, and it was just absolutely leveled.
Was that in Palmyra? They tried to destroy some of the Palmyra runes, remember?
Yes, that was it. That was where that happened.
Yes, definitely.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to talk about, you guys mentioned that drone, that's like a wingman drone, but, hey, the Iranians hacked the MQ-10 drone and all these other drones. So those drones can be turned, you know, and used as weapons against the U.S. military, basically. You can use them as kamikazes or just crash them to the ground.
Definitely do that, you know, but there's another aspect of this, and I was thinking about it during the commercial break. If the United States is starting to get into the idea of truly autonomous drones, if the drone doesn't have an outside human operator, then that whole latency problem goes away. It's just, you know, who's going to write that software to fly this drone around? I hope not Boeing.
Oh, please, no.
But I just don't think it has the ability to calculate different scenarios, maybe in 50 years or something. But I just don't think the AI, the whole thing with the cloud, I don't think that's really here yet with the artificial intelligence flying. Wasn't that the sequel to War Games? Like that, there was a horrible sequel they made. In like the year in 2000, it was like had something to do with a drone, like that got one by itself. It was like an AI drone or something. But like, I just don't think that's there yet. I think these are more maybe like being controlled by man, or maybe like some of them are GPS driven. But still, that can't do any dogfighting. Yeah, right? That's only for surveillance, the GPS ones.
Well, they may be further along than you think, and that's because, you know, I don't play computer games other than flight simulators. And while these days at my age, I just fly, you know, the passenger jets back from Maui and down to the Big Island, when I was first into the flight simulators, I would go on out there and I would dogfight against the computer, and the computer beat me every single time. So, and I know a little something about aerial combat maneuvering from a project I had to work on many, many years ago. So I know the basics. And this thing still would get behind me every single time. Dustin, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we get back to Claire here, I'm watching on the news and I thought they would just mention the Mueller report was out and that would be it. They're still going on with it. And they're making the point about no more indictments. Giuliani is out there saying this proves there's no collusion. Everybody's putting spin, but they're making a big deal about it now. And I think what the PR approach is going to be is they're basically on this Friday, you know, spring break time when a lot of people aren't paying attention. They're going to just put out the news. This was all a bust.
Yeah.
It's a big nothing burger on a gluten-free bun.
Okay.
And they're hoping by Monday it'll just fall off the new schedule and that will be the end of it. In fact, I would almost not be surprised if there was some kind of event on Monday to give the corporate media a reason to completely drop this story. Okay, we have another caller on the line.
Good.
And that's Mark in Philadelphia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine.
Okay, great. I didn't know if it went through. Thank you for being there, Michael, and I appreciate you discerning these things. I'm going to bring up something that's historical, and it's because I know somebody who's from this country called Liberia. It's in Africa.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Liberia was formed as a colony that then became its own state, and I believe it was, I think that was Jefferson's idea. I'm not sure exactly about that, but anyway, There's a guy named Charles Taylor, and this is in the mid-80s, and later he became the president of Liberia. And he was involved with that blood diamond war thing going on over there in Sierra Leone by proxy. He was actually purchasing arms and then supporting that whole deal, you know, where the child soldiers basically wiping people out. Now, I'm not into the religion thing, but there was a guy here in America, he's still around, and did you know that he was buddy-buddy with Charles Taylor? And he was actually invested in that venture? Do you have any idea who that was?
I have no idea. No idea at all here. And, you know, I've always been very cautious of that label, Blood Diamond, because anybody who's in a conflict zone, they're going to sell whatever they can to buy their weapons with. So when we learn that ISIS is stealing oil from Syria and smuggling it across the border into Turkey, should we call that blood oil? Well, we maybe should, but we don't. If they're mining copper, do we call that, you know, blood copper? It's only with regard to diamonds, and I have come to think more and more that the appellation of a blood diamond is actually from the existing diamond merchants to discourage people looking to other sources in order to keep their monopoly and in order to keep prices up. Because diamonds, really, if you think about it, they're kind of a hoax. People pay vast fortunes for these stones on this idea that they're somehow rare, but they're not. Because there's enough diamonds out there for every married woman to have one on her finger. You go into any shopping mall, there are three or four stores full of diamonds. They are not all that rare, but we're sold that constantly. And, you know, the De Beers family the various diamond merchants, they want to keep those prices up. And the blood diamonds, what are being called the blood diamonds, represent competition, and competition represent they fall in prices.
Well, and here's the point. Charles Taylor is now in prison. As of 2003, he was sentenced to 50 plus years by the International Criminal Court in The Hague.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, here's the big reveal. I thought you might be aware of this. And it's on Wikipedia, by the way. Pat Robertson invested with Charles Taylor. He was buddy-buddy with Charles Taylor.
You mean the evangelical preacher? That guy?
Yeah, that guy. The good guy, right? Yeah,
Whoa.
Check it out.
Wow.
Check it out. And listen to this. Wow. I happen to know a couple of Liberians, and when you mention Pat Robertson, the Liberians, they know exactly who Pat Robertson is. They know who he was, what he was involved with the Charles Taylor thing and the whole thing, and they dislike Pat Robertson. And when I discovered this, I was like, wow, I didn't hear about this. And remember, wasn't Pat Robertson back in the 90s running for president? Wasn't he running for president?
Yeah.
How was this not revealed back then? I don't understand. He was involved with the whole effort that destroyed a lot of people and the child soldiers and all of that. I mean, that's diabolical.
I absolutely agree. I just thought
I'd share that with you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much as well. And we just got an email here talking about the sorbitol going into the Syria and saying, really, it just went to seriously diet conscious people, because if you're going to be a terrorist, you've got to stay in shape.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
All right. So what is your next story, my darling?
This comes to us from antiwar.com. Very good. And very thorough, very soberly researched blog. And it said that the bloomed Boeing 737S lacked optional safety features, and the Ethiopian air captain skipped his training. You know, I mean, this is really ridiculous.
It is. Now, we did actually cover this a little bit before, and again, these were optional features. Mm-hmm. They're pricey.
Yeah.
And the airline management said, well, we don't really need to spend the money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the first time that this has led to a crash. If you mm-hmm. remember that spectacular crash of a DC-10 at the Chicago airport that wiped out half of Playboy's management staff.
Ooh.
They were on their way out to the West
mm-hmm.
Coast.
Yep.
And the decision, there was a device known as a stick shaker, where if the plane was getting into a stall, mm-hmm. It would shake the stick. And the airline bought one for the pilot side, but not the co-pilot side.
Mm.
So when the one engine tore off, the power to the pilot side went off. The co-pilot was trying to fly the plane, but because he didn't have a stick shaker, he didn't realize the plane was stalling.
Ouch.
There's always a cascade of events.
Yeah.
So you got to be very, very concerned about when airline management makes decisions about how do we save a few bucks, because
mm-hmm.
if they're doing it on the safety systems, that's a problem. Now, Boeing has announced that one of the two systems that used to be optional will now be standard,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to be sending out retrofit kits to all current owners of the 737 starting next week.
Wow. You know, there's a lot of blame to share, but understanding where both Boeing and the airline companies using these planes went wrong is important, and they may wind up getting sued out of existence. I can hear the clink of the class action lawsuits come crashing on in, and I have to wonder if they will be able to survive this incident.
Well, it's a major blow. There was that airline that's already canceled a $5 billion deal
mm-hmm.
for 49 of the
mm-hmm.
aircraft. I don't think they're going to be the last one. The timing couldn't be worse relative to the release of Boeing's 777X,
mm-hmm.
which is their latest and greatest.
Yep.
And by the way, is actually a very pretty aircraft.
Okay.
There's a lot of blame going around. Certainly the pilot who skipped his training is to blame.
Mm-hmm.
The people who were supposed to be responsible for the pilot's training share part of the blame, because the pilots had not been briefed on how to bypass.
Yeah.
And we had this story yesterday where apparently just the day before the crash,
mm-hmm.
there'd been another flight crew on the deck that got mm-hmm. into this same problem.
And?
But there was a deadheading pilot in the jump seat
uh-huh.
who knew what the problem was and was able to basically disconnect that
mm-hmm.
autopilot system so they could gain control of the aircraft. So there's a pilot training issue.
Mm-hmm.
There's an over-reliance on automation. And there have mm-hmm. been a lot of people saying that everybody's relying on the automation. They're cutting back on the pilot training. And they need to reverse this. They need to have more stick and rudder training so the pilots can fly that plane without the autopilots, without the flight director. The only time when the pilots actually fly modern planes is for the first 1,000 feet of climb after takeoff, and the last, I think, it's 2,000 feet on final approach.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the newer aircraft are even doing auto landing. I think the 777, the original 777 did.
Okay.
Of course, even that had a software problem because they had that ramp strike issue up in San Francisco.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Caused by the autolander.
Mm-hmm.
Better work on your software quality assurance there, Boeing.
And speaking of privacy and software, apparently travel is going to get a lot rougher here in the United States. We are being watched at every turn, and the U.S. has truly become the unhinged, surveilled state of America.
Yep.
Smart devices are spying on us, and our own computers and phones are tracking our movements. Now, airports have been particularly invasive since the creation of TSA, the Tourism Suppression Authority, in 2001.
Yep.
And invasive screenings and property and body searches have been a cause of irritation and inconvenience for those of us who are perfectly innocent, just trying to get from point A to point B.
And, you know, in all these years, TSA has never actually caught a real terrorist. And
mm-hmm.
even worse, when the Department of Homeland Security runs tests on airport gates,
mm-hmm.
where they'll actually have their agents try and get on board the plane with a gun or an explosive, they get through 90% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. And now the Electronic Privacy Information Center, better known as EPIC, is suing U.S. Customs and Border Protection in an effort to stop the unwanted searches of the
unwarranted searches,
yes, of Americans.
I have an idea.
What?
Okay, everybody flies naked on the airplane.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
No hidden guns, no hidden bombs, plus the fact that for a devout Muslim, mm-hmm. looking at a naked woman, not his wife, is a mortal sin.
Yes,
and they
yes.
go right to wherever it is,
place.
The bad
yes,
Islamists
the
go. There's the solution right there.
But here is the deal that I have for someone who looks like me. I have one of the most generic faces on this planet and look a lot like the Irish side of my family, dad's side. But what happens when the facial recognition program gets me wrong and labels me as an axe murderer?
See, that is the real
yeah.
problem. They're uh-huh. they're not proving to be 100% accurate and reliable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get false positive.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the facial recognition systems are doing more false positives than actual accurate mm-hmm. Hits.
Yep.
And you're going to see people who are kept off their flights
mm-hmm.
Because they look kind of, sort of, maybe like somebody
Someone,
else.
Yeah, right.
I remember this public interest groups, they took a facial recognition system
mm-hmm.
That was designed to look for criminals,
mm-hmm.
and they showed it photos of every member of Congress, and they got something
remember.
Like 47 hits.
Yeah, yeah. I would be very concerned about that.
Yeah, it would be.
And let's now go to the wide world of education. Apparently in Indiana, some elementary...
Yeah, we talked about this one,
we
too.
We did. Okay,
yeah,
all
the,
right.
The pellet gun.
Yeah, that never should have happened.
No, it's not about safety.
No.
It's not about protection.
Mm-hmm.
It's about traumatizing the kids
mm-hmm. yes.
so that when they see a gun, they go...
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's a gun.
Another very interesting story about China. And apparently they had an horrifying blast at a chemical plant, killed 47, injured 640 people. And apparently what the Chinese did after this happened, the Chinese police, they arrested the executives.
Yes.
They didn't badmouth or bad treat the people who got hurt. They arrested the executives. Now, there's a lot of things about the way China does business I find morally abhorrent. This wasn't one of them. And you will never find that in the case of like a Boeing or a Lion Air. You know, just not going to happen.
Yeah, even in the case of like, well, let's look at this thing with Monsanto, where it's come on out. Monsanto knew all along that glyphosate was toxic. I remember this video where there was this Monsanto spokes slug who was out there saying, glyphosate is as safe as water. You know, you could just drink it. And somebody handed him a glass. Here's a glass of glyphosate. He said, no, I'm not stupid. He put it down and he walked off. They knew.
Yeah.
They all knew.
Mm-hmm.
And yet nobody goes to prison.
Yeah.
And you look at places like Deutsche Bank,
mm-hmm.
where
their
employees just seem to have this epidemic of walking off the top of parking structures. Mm-hmm. No investigation. Nobody looks into it. Oh, it's just horribly tragic suicides.
And
it's a stunner. We had that one that was earlier in the week about mm-hmm. how this girl was handcuffed behind her back in a police car.
And shot herself.
And yeah, she was shot in the mouth. And the coroner ruled it was a suicide. I mean, come on, people.
Yeah.
You know, it's just wake up and smell the cordite.
Yes. Mike, for people like me, what is cordite? I don't know.
Oh, it's a gun propellant.
Thank you. Okay. All right. That made it clear. Apparently, the Sackler family, which owns the companies that make OxyContin, are being sued by 500 cities, counties, and tribes. And it's a group made up of a number of people and organizations, and they filed a massive lawsuit accusing members of the Sackler family, who own the maker of the opioid painkiller OxyContin, to help create the worst drug crisis in America.
And that's exactly what they did.
Man.
And they were caught red-handed incentivizing doctors to write these prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, they had all this cheap opium coming in from Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And yeah, they got caught, and they should be sued, and they should be sued out of existence.
Mm-hmm.
They should go to jail. Now, some of these people actually have.
Mm-hmm.
because the top two executives of another much smaller, less legally protected drug company who were caught basically bribing doctors to prescribe their products did get sent to jail. There was that one doctor who was falsely diagnosing healthy people as having cancer to sell chemo and radiation.
Yeah.
They put him in jail for 45 years.
Good. I think that was a good step.
Yeah.
And apparently about 8 people in this family made the choices that caused much of the opioid epidemic, the lawsuit says. And hundreds of thousands, I didn't realize that this was that big. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have died because of this?
Yes.
Holy, I mean, my gosh. You know, it's
well, that does it. 15-day waiting period for OxyContin. We have to take another break for commercials.
Okay.
Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a little bit earlier in the program, we were talking about spring break and how out of control it is over there in Florida. And I mentioned this video where there was literally this mob of bikini-clad girls just fighting each other, kicking each other. I mean, really wild stuff. And I said, what's going on here? And Claire's next story may be a clue.
Okay. Newly prescribed ADHD medications may cause psychosis. There's been a study that has found that. Certain medications used to treat ADHD in teens and young adults are more likely to have symptoms such as paranoia, hallucinations, delusions, and hearing voices. Whoa, that's...
Boy, that is...
Oh, that's not good at all.
Oh, my goodness. Adderall. That's a common one.
Yeah.
I mean...
But researchers were finding that patients who had been newly prescribed amphetamines, such as Adderall and Vyonase, were more likely to develop psychosis than those who received a prescription for the methylphenidates, such as Ritalin and Concerta. And this study was published Wednesday by the New England Journal of Medicine. And while psychosis with either class medication is still relatively rare by their numbers, occurring at a rate of one in 660 patients, experts caution that patients should know about the increased risk.
Well, of course, long-term exposure to amphetamine, it's already known. It can do strange things to your head here.
Yeah.
And all of this is being done when the guy who came up with the phrase ADHD admitted it was a made-up disease to sell these very medications. And now we have yet another story about how these medications are causing this kind of harm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know about you, but one out of every 600 patients being driven psychotic, well, that's certainly enough to explain all the mass shootings and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Possibly, yes.
Okay. So are we really drugging our entire planet into mental illness for the sake of a fast buck?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an important question.
I agree with you. And now the doctor who was the lead researcher, Dr. Lauren Moran, who is an assistant prof at Harvard, you have to think about it from the public health scale, she said. If it's a fraction of millions of people, that means that many out there could be having additional cases of psychosis across the United States, and that is a serious problem.
That is a serious problem. And you have always, of course, the case of people who are driven psychotic, who will never get back to the doctors because they've been in a car wreck or they get into an altercation with police and are shot dead or something. But, I mean, this is a red warning flag that we have allowed this pharmaceutical, you know, messing with our minds go just a little too far. Okay, there's the music. Time for Claire and I to get out of here and get something useful done with the weekend. Have a good weekend.
Yes.
Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he has lots of interesting things to share with you as well. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please, please, please donate to whatreallyhappened.com.
And thank you on both those.
And thank you on both of those here as well. Have a good weekend. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.